Introduction. Eddie's introduction. Strategi. See also strategi. Cal adjective. 1. Of or relating to strategy. 2a. Important or essential in relation to a plan of action. B. Essential to the effective conduct of war. C. Highly important to an intended objective. 3. Intended to destroy the military potential of an enemy. Strategi Calliadvi. Without question, prayer is the most important and potentially the most powerful tool in a Christian's arsenal. And do I need to inform or remind you that all of us were born into a war and live on a battlefield? The conflict between the forces of good and evil of God and Satan has been raging since the day sin was found in Satan's heart, see Isaiah chapter 14. We're in the fight, and prayer is our primary weapon. Strategic prayer, in connection with the above definition of strategic, is essential prayer that is necessary to conduct war, accomplish an objective, and destroy the enemy and his devices. The problem is, much of our praying is pointless, passionless, and powerless. It's poorly formed, thoughtlessly presented, and we wonder why it's largely ineffective. I'm such a pragmatist that I'm irritated at the way many of us pray without preparation and, worst of all, without expectation. We keep looking for problems to fire off in prayer for God's attention, but then pay no attention at all to His response. We can list 10 prayer requests but couldn't begin to report 10 things God has done in reply. We're actually ignoring God in our prayers. It's time we learn to pray practical, specific, result-oriented prayers. After all, the earth is our Lord's, the fullness of it, and everyone who lives on it. He's filling it with the knowledge of His glory. Psalm chapter 24 verse 1, Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. And He's invited us into a joint venture partnership with Him to complete it. My wife Alice is one who was called at an early age to pray for the nations. I've watched her develop in her calling. I've learned from her. She is passionate about the King and His kingdom, radical in her allegiance to Him. But unlike so many dedicated intercessors, she is realistic and sensible about her intercessory ministry. She refuses to move presumptuously. She never hesitates to admit when she's missed the target. She holds herself and any team with whom she prays to the highest standards. I gladly admit that much of what I share in this book is a result of her intercessory labor. Michael Hennen, my co-author, is amazing. Young enough to be my son and wise enough to be my father, Michael is an anointed genius. The perceptions he shares in this book are invaluable to those seriously involved in praying for territory and to those wanting useful teaching and instruction. He's not a theorist, he's a practitioner. He proves his theories. He and his wife, Amy, are serving the Lord in some of the hardest and most dangerous places on earth. It's my privilege to partner with him in this work. I pray that Father God will open your eyes to the immense potential of your smallest prayer. Blessings. Eddie Smith. Michael's introduction. The enemy is real, and his designs are carefully planned. If we want to be more effective against him, we need to understand the strategies he uses and the objectives on which those strategies are focused. There are concrete reasons for every form of demonic oppression, whether personal, communal, or national. Our prayer effectiveness in these realms will be severely limited until we discover the enemy's goals. The world today suffers from extensive demonic terrorism. Until we clearly comprehend the devil's motives, strategies, and goals, the question of how to combat that terrorism will remain a mystery. This book addresses the practical need to identify and prioritize prayer targets. Its principles reflect a theology born more out of life experience than the classroom. While living in the former Soviet Union, I became aware of certain strategies the government utilized to aid the spread and entrenchment of communism. This communism yielded widespread social oppression and carried out an effective global assault on peoples and cultures. ISMs are generally spirit-inspired strategies formulated to overrun and control society. Behind each ism is a ruling spirit. By identifying the principles employed by these spirits, we can identify demonic priorities. These priorities reflect frontline areas where the spiritual battle rages most fiercely. It is here that the devil risks the most and stands most to gain or to lose. Methods and principles. Methods don't always work, but principles do. The effectiveness of spiritual methods depends largely on the conditions of the spiritual environment and the experience of those employing them. Attention to spiritual principles, regardless of environment or experience, always brings positive results. Part 1, Warring in Spiritual Realms, is based on principles employed by the Soviet Union to launch an effective military coup. We use this analogy because the devil has deployed his forces to launch a spiritual coup against God. Though we already know the outcome of this attempt, knowledge of the devil's goals and strategies will help us to vanquish him more quickly. Part 2, Spiritual Strategy, identifies specific spiritual strategies that the forces of good or evil may employ to launch a successful offensive. Part 3, The Battleground of the Mind, focuses on how to prepare the mind for victory. Part 4, Proactive Prayer, suggests how we may pray proactively by taking an active offensive stance against enemy strongholds. The gates of hell, defensive, shall not prevail against the church, offensive, and the body of Christ will plunder the treasures of darkness, Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, Isaiah chapter 45 verses 1-3. Finally, as its title implies, the overriding purpose of strategic prayer is to equip you to pray more strategically. Accordingly, at the end of each section, we've placed questions that will focus your attention on the corporate and personal application of each principle. Process versus person. There is no power in prayer. This shocking revelation, first expressed to me by my wife, is one most of us have yet to discover. Our faith is not in a process, it's in a person. The power of our prayers is resident in the person of God, and our effectiveness as intercessors is wholly dependent on the quality of our relationship with Him. That quality is best expressed through faith. What do we believe about God's power and character? Our faith is an expression of our intimacy with Him. If we truly know Him, we pray according to His will and are fully convinced of the integrity of His character that always accomplishes His word. The only power of prayer is in our understanding of and submission to God's authority. Effective prayer is faithfully aligning oneself under His authority to speak and to do His word and will. It is not the process that wields power in prayer, but the person who empowers prayer for his own purposes. We have written this book to magnify a person. Our desire is to direct those with a pure heart for God toward greater discernment and greater understanding of truly effective intercession. Strategic prayer is not a replacement for the intimacy with God that will make you a truly effective intercessor. It is a prayer reconnaissance manual. Rich blessings. Michael Hennen. Author's suggestions. To pray more strategically, it's always helpful to take a spiritual survey of your circumstances. Answering the questions that follow each section will help you draw a spiritual map of circumstances and will focus your attention on the personal and corporate application of each strategic prayer principle. Don't hurry. Completing the survey is not the objective. But don't skip over it. Our goal is to help you discover the truth about your circumstances that will give you the fullest perspective and equip you most powerfully to change them. The only wrong answers are those contrived to impress others. The only right answers are those led by the Spirit of Truth. When you and others in your group have finished your surveys, compare notes to see if there's a consensus. Perhaps such comparison will illuminate strongholds and priorities that deserve more corporate or personal attention. If you're the group leader, submit your observations to your pastor for consideration. Wait for the Spirit's leading through those who cover you before proceeding with any strategic and corporate prayer initiatives. Even if you take the survey more for personal than for corporate reasons, it's still a good idea to pray with others regarding the life issues you're facing. For prayer, seek those who know you well and whose lives exhibit Christ's compassion and character. They may be family members, home group or cell group leaders, or other friends or leaders in the church. As you pray together in agreement, we trust and pray that increased freedom and authority in prayer will emerge and that you'll discover a greater intimacy with the Lord.